This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shouted Peter. I am Shouted Peter here on today's show, where we'll be talking about the downfall of a Dunedin hospital downgrade. And gotta tell you, Tim Wells in the U.S. Vice Surgeon to base in the Treaty of Waitangi. I will come up on my show after we play. Heaven Stay by Lady Gaga on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM.
I'm acting in this play of comedy with tragic words. The audience was smiling, cheering on a scene absurd. I can try to hide behind the makeup, but the show must go on. I feel so crazy. My head is filled with broken mirrors, so many I can't look away. I'm in a bad way. If I could fix the broken pieces, then I'd have a happy mistake. Lonely disposition, portraits of a strung out girl. Now I get so addicted to the love of the whole world. I could try to hide behind the makeup, but the show. Can't look away. I happy mistake.
There was Happy Mistake by Lady Gaga on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. Why does it cost so much to Dunedin Hospital can be traced with road with problems? However, New Zealand's development of a more mature approach to large important projects infrastructure New Zealand sites. Plans for new hospital have been thrown into doubt by government revelations. A federal report has found a probably not be delivered in the current $1.8 billion budget. Health Minister Jay Reddy and infrastructure minister Chris Bishop said it will need to be reduced or done in stages. Over cost could hit $3 billion. In 2017, the way out of a bill will be $1.2 billion to $1.4 billion. Infrastructure New Zealand Chief Executive Nick Leggett said on its cost per meter base will be a costliest hospital in Australasia. We know it will be a problem with that wipe from day one, so selection and contaminants are requiring remediation and drug between two state highways have been at a significant cost, he said. Farewell, alternative office in favour of health approach structure has also been a problem for designing for Felicity and being divorced from its tasks with blood with it. A more coherent design and construction led by the centre, someone with real industry experience rather than a local project. The reader with little relevant experience could probably have a better outcome also. Like I said, a better part was needed because it's a bulk of a wider problems. He's in his own speed is the achievement of the network of Australia as the average higher country, but ranked 4th out of 54 in the world for infrastructure quality index. New Zealand is in the bottom 10% of OECD countries for the value we get from infrastructure investment. But in recent infrastructure committee report, benchmark cost charged by New Zealand do not appear to have high infrastructure and construction costs across the board. Here was a premium for complex large-scale projects. Statistical analysis such as we have statistically significant cost premiums for all types of complex large-scale projects, New Britain, rural motorways, road tunnels and underground rail projects. It was like a crucial save, which is one of the most expensive rugby stages in the world. On cost per UC basis, I see that a charge with a complex large scale project goes beyond transport. But I see the cost of things such as hospitals were similar to other countries. This is a positive side. All three parts of the world was no guarantee of future success in the current environment of cost inflation. A deep professor in the school of future environment took a seat of very problems with a brain and death of capacity available to blow the hospital. We don't have necessarily have a specialist contract to do the laboratory spaces and all the sort of thing with the hospital. Then we're quite a lot of quite heavy duty complex and treatment is going as fine as a hospital concerned, and we are fairly limited in our terms. Amount of contractors with necessary skill to set up considerably hospital time to come in 5 minutes. And that's one of those things. Because you're a long way from Auckland, you don't necessarily have a selection. You feel limited to the scope of contractors who are going to be local. Most coming in from the LSA who are bigger have more. Financial health for dealing in the private world favour, not so familiar. It's complex and highly expensive. And to the gospel square bit, it was significant more than the fan crisis, he said, with more size of kindness and patience. With the best will in the world down in the time we haven't got for Jesus' population in the world, it's a big thing, he said, when above a fraction of a scale of other hospitals, when a devil serves a tent set of a cabinet extremely country to get a cost-effective solution, a smaller scale and more cost-intensive it becomes. But he said the government had been wary of going for cheap aids because it would not be a successful approach in the past. Quebec Chief Economist Jericho said building costs have been surged in recent years. Inflation is coming out in a healthy market with a corrector and a fourth building construction, but building is still very expensive. Asking Australia, even the ones who have no idea they were talking about. And they will tell you free building for the hospital and it's little on excessive side, but cheap. If it's a Taj Mahal. Healthcare measures, especially the target of visit, one would call safer, but corporate costs and users were high compared to other parts of the world and barriers such as resource costing requirement and they can try the cost of this feed of building. Here is a new hospital or Ulu, Finland, which took 4 years to complete because the design had been changed partway through, but Smith was credited to his head of the government's radar. He said, everybody else is just on the table of calls, we will trust in one another. We're collaborating and share resources we need to finish on time and budget. Gold said there have been ongoing tensions between central government and local professional services. They have been always seen set off a twin that needed this health board and Wellington regarding finances. He said an enterprise that might be unrealistic. It's systematic across types of projects. Enterprise in the project can get started if you don't have a line structure. You can get injured gaming it. League said he also noticed a political consensus in infrastructure, profession and result lack of long-term pipeline of projects. Research required a considerable inefficiency and provided as a force to upscale and downscale their workforce and planners to go even through periods of intensity followed by big lulls. This is incredibly extensive. Each project is to do with a strategy and isolation, but so to get a greater efficiency in our investments like infrastructure, like consults, or education policies, we should seek for greater acceleration in design. To consider what's ongoing issue that government will cancel each other's plans, whether our need and society have infrastructure taken out of political hands. It will be very clear to have a cross-party entity where people are political for long-term decision-making and extracted from mere political roles. With a constantly electoral cycle, we want to end up doing investing an awful lot of money into investigators, public works, and $100 million are flooded away. Gould said, well, it was an appalling way of managing things. In Finland, they have changed the government by a democracy public project like this, something which has been gone on with, and said it has been such a shield for political bun fighting. A political figure point really is their political leaders, even single party involved. When the project bears some responsibility for it, none of them is immune. It's got to have quite a potholes in the way, there's quite enough to have a big potholes in the healthcare system. Projects need to step up and say, we're going to solve this. We know you can do this, but they should have a good brand of health. They're going to do it, but we haven't heard that yet. Get pulled. That's what Cameron Sabloni have to say.
finished my morning media round. There was one thing that the media continued to raise that they were concerned about, that you should be concerned about too. The one thing that kept getting raised was concern for the actions of Casey Costello. A real lack of transparency around her decision to give $216 million worth of tax breaks to the tobacco industry. No evidence from the professionals and the experts to support the decision that she's making. Meanwhile, that $216 million that the tobacco industry are not being charged could have gone to a raft of things. Maybe Dunedin Hospital. So many choices that this government are making that are wrong. It shows where their priorities are at. There's a lack of transparency, and you should be concerned.
Yep. Who is more than a fatty for Dunedin Hospital because of corruption? Because corruption fed fat. Because there's a blood and crap politician, he should need to go. Because government is paying $16 million on the tobacco industry around everybody they need in the hospital. That's a disservice for a low South Island. They've even accused of hating the South Island so much so North Islanders can be a better and happier place. As I said, I'm going to play Rainy Blood by Slayer. Coming to see some raining blood. To what happened if I made bad decision, made cost for weekend, should for daily house of court should never cost it so much. What's even worse, at least the doctor has agreed to face Naki to a rugged touch, how much more drug to the battle role of Teotihuacan and Target in the 21st century, but that battle will take place. On August 3rd, Moglo charged Seymour to a bump and tibet after watching a play later defender Trey Bruce will spell. At this time, Seymour, he wanted an initial concert about T-Territory, so Moderick reached out to accept the ocean to choreo. Unsurprised, Seymour was interested in preparing their face from David, but he soon came around. Moderick said, I was invited up to appear on an earlier show. I turned up with David, so I later said, if I never agreed to it. When I refused on Bill, but I can't help it but ask if Phil Grimes has supported that other fan at why continue waste tax size money and demand yet another excess multi-million-dollar referendum. What's the true birth of a public action taken by act? Hopefully you'll find out on Tuesday, October 8th at 8 p.m. The debate will host by Martin Barry and Damien Grant. It'll be live streamed on the Wicked Group Political Podcast Simulcast on YouTube, Facebook, JuiceTV.live, Wired Radio, Sky TV, Channel 3. TikTok replayed on Channel 203 View and posted on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Rover, and YouTube. Veteran Brothers both prioritized the major constitutional shows to find in a place of the teaser writing a world will be introduced in the House in November. Officials have warned for government and Vetter Bell calls into question of very purpose of a treaty and the status in their constitutional arrangements. All political parties accept and made it clear if they will not support Seymour's bell. Passes the committee here and wish for files to draft the introduction and first reading. Looks like there's more in the video coming up. Faces have to.
Down the challenge, David Seymour is resolute in his interpretation of the Treaty of Waitangi, despite officials slamming it.
We have made changes in response to their advice, but fundamentally, they believe that the treaty is a partnership. We believe that that is unsustainable and cannot work in a free society.
The main change is to Article 2. It was initially the government will honour all New Zealanders in the chieftainship of their land and property. The starting point for drafting that principle will now be the Crown recognises the rights hapū and iwi had when they signed the treaty and will respect and protect those rights. But note, those rights differ from the rights everyone has only when they are specified in legislation, treaty settlements or other agreement with the Crown, not enough to change the minds of his coalition partners.
It's going to be an aeration of the views through the public committee. That's where people can sound off on all sides of it. But as I've been really clear, we're not voting or supporting it beyond that.
Of course I'm not going to change their minds. I've made that stance my whole career.
Just like...
Right? I'm not going to change my mind now.
And definitely not winning over Ministry of Justice officials who concluded it reduces Indigenous rights to a set of ordinary rights that could be exercised by any group of citizens. It calls into question the very purpose of the treaty and its status in our constitutional arrangements. It could generate further division, posing a threat to social cohesion, and it's inconsistent with the treaty.
I'm not surprised the Ministry of Justice says that. It's the bureaucracy, the courts, the tribunal have been defining the treaty for the last 50 years and come up with something inherently divisive. The whole purpose of this exercise is to push back against the bureaucracies.
The real question that ACT put into the country, that they want to debate for 6 months suddenly with a very large budget, is did Māori exist before colonisation?
Cabinet agreed to referendum provisions in the bill and invited Seymour to carry out work on how a referendum would be progressed, despite National categorically saying that it will not happen under its watch.
David Seymour and ACT want to go to a full-blown referendum. That isn't going to happen.
It's a total waste of money for government to be pursuing a bill through a select committee process that it has no intention of then passing into law, unless they're willing to change their mind on that.
But Christopher Luxon maintains this is the price of our MMP system.
He's the leader of the National Party. It's not a policy of ours. It's not something that we've supported. We don't like it.
And he can't do anything about it because he signed up to it in coalition negotiations, and a breach of that threatens the stability of the government.
Do people really think that David Seymour is going to trigger an election over this?
I think everybody's been really clear that the Prime Minister could just ditch this bill today. It's incredibly divisive.
We're progressing a coalition agreement around the Treaty Principles Bill, a long-standing ACT policy that they want to bring to bill to first reading. That's the agreement that we've got.
That doesn't answer my question. Why are you choosing to breach the treaty rather than breach your coalition agreement?
We're in the environment and we make pragmatic trade-offs.
A trade-off between coalition cohesion and social cohesion.
That is what a waste of tax size money. It should never have for real. I reckon that they should have been scrapped before it comes to first reading. It should have been dead on their first reading. And also, please, why not as feel good drag? Track by Emblem on Juddapedia on Arrow FM.
Little is sincere. Was this over before? Before it?
Yeah, good job by everyone. I'm Peter Peter on Air FM Feathers. Feathers are rock band from Florida, incorporates alternative rock, Christian rock, and emo. That's the Christian emo music. Please wait, I tried to suggest the partner of Australian diplomatic very involved in an old guy society morning by a train in New Zealand. One of the many parts many five and many from being charged on our local walls for a train high grade in Wellington. With it to go and it when with the coming stuff, what ask would agree to waive a different media of a part of style get by charge of religion that does by review to questions to camera demand and for demand and for questions to camera event demand on a foreign base and trade got which not yet responded to requests for comment. Fire incident had been raised in a high server with matters brief phenomenon on both sides of test and a police officer said others were called in and altercated between three people on Dixon Street. Every video in Sunday morning has been busy night on the streets of Wellington and after all folks speed with a Wabi 3-13 at Sky Stadium in the capital. First show was without a claim to demanded by the police assault to have one man to wife to charge him after the incident. The police were took one visit as he had realized where it's with a charge after being given by how diplomatic immunity, but spokesperson said police will be seeking a waiver of diplomatic immunity in order to raise charges. Penny's Ministry of Foreign Affairs tried to see the expected foreigner to waive immunity if Hussey is quite relieved to be being committed to guards for military senior and expected media to be waived when fair will says gazette as a local judicial system was recognized as hyper fair and responsible. It said why broker's court have been sent to a head of mission in this case. I'll try to hold Commissioner Harinder Sidhu. Gare said serious crime was an offence which carried a maximum sentence of a year or more. President Court agreed common souls fifth and dangerous driving. Demasico did immunity from being detained, charged and convicted under the Catholic Winnipeg reported under the Vienna Convention. Gonna talk about Belfast Fire Special Passage debate after we played. That's it. Going back to 2014, which is will be Bios of the Aurora. Thank you. The Five Outside Dororo on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Right, I'm going to tell you.
I was wrong, first of all, because I believed some of the media stories that turned out to be dishonest fabrications of his record. But most importantly, Donald Trump delivered for the American people. Rising wages, rising take-home pay, an economy that worked for normal Americans, a secure southern border, a lot of things, frankly, that I didn't think he'd be able to deliver on. And yeah, when you screw up, when you misspeak, when you get something wrong and you change your mind, you ought to be honest with the American people about it. It's one of the reasons, Margaret, why I've done so many interviews is because I think it's important to actually explain to the American people where I come down on the issues and what changed. Now, you pointed out to messages from 2020. Margaret, I've been extremely consistent that I think there were a lot of things that we could have done better in the Trump administration the first round if Congress was doing its job. I strongly believe, and I've been a United States senator, that Congress is not just a high-class debating society. It's not just a forum for senators and congressmen to whine about problems. It's a forum to govern. So there were a lot of things on the border, on tariffs, for example, where I think that we could have done so much more if the Republican Congress and the Democrats in Congress had been a little bit better about how they govern the country. They were so obsessed with impeaching Donald Trump, they couldn't actually govern. And I want to talk about this tariff issue in particular, Margaret, because you know, Tim just accused this of being a national sales tax. Look, the one thing, and you're probably surprised to hear me praising Joe Biden, but the one thing that Joe Biden did is he continued some of the Trump tariffs that protected American manufacturing jobs. And it's the one issue, the most pro-worker part of the Biden administration, it's the one issue where Kamala Harris has run away from Joe Biden's record. Think about this. If you're trying to employ slave laborers in China at $3 a day, you're going to do that and undercut the wages of American workers unless our country stands up for itself and says, you're not accessing our markets unless you're paying middle-class Americans a fair wage.
Senator, your time is up. Nora?
Thank you. Now to the issue of reproductive rights. Governor Walz, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, you signed a bill into law that made Minnesota one of the least restrictive states in the nation when it comes to abortion. Former President Trump said in the last debate that you believe abortion, quote, in the ninth month is absolutely fine. Yes or no? Is that what you support? I'll give you 2 minutes.
That's not what the bill says. But look, this issue is what's on everyone's mind. Donald Trump put this all into motion. He brags about how great it was that he put the judges in and overturned Roe versus Wade, 52 years of personal autonomy. And then he tells us, oh, we send it to the states. It's a beautiful thing. Amanda Zaworski would disagree with you on it's a beautiful thing. A young bride in Texas, waiting for their child at 18 weeks. She has a complication, a tear in the membrane. She needs to go in. The medical care at that point needs to be decided by the doctor. And that would have been an abortion. But in Texas, that would have put them in legal jeopardy. She went home, got sepsis, nearly dies, and now she may have difficulty having children. Or in Kentucky, Hadley Duvall, a 12-year-old child raped and impregnated by her stepfather. Those are horrific. Now, when got asked about that, Senator Vance said, two wrongs don't make a right. There is no right in this. So in Minnesota, what we did was restore Roe versus Wade. We made sure that we put women in charge of their health care. But look, this is not where, if you don't know Amanda or a Hadley, you soon will. Their Project 2025 is going to have a registry of pregnancies. It's going to make it more difficult, if not impossible, to get contraception and limit access, if not eliminate access to infertility treatments. For so many of you out there listening, me included, infertility treatments are why I have a child. That's nobody else's business, but those things are being proposed. And the catch-all on this is well, the states will decide what's right for Texas might not be right for Washington. That's not how this works. This is basic human right. We have seen maternal mortality skyrocket in Texas, outpacing many other countries in the world. This is about healthcare. In Minnesota, we are ranked first in healthcare for a reason. We trust women. We trust doctors.
Senator, do you want to respond to the governor's claim? Will you create a federal pregnancy monitoring agency?
No, Nora, certainly we won't. And I want to talk about this issue because I know a lot of Americans care about it, and I know a lot of Americans don't agree with everything that I've ever said on this topic. And, you know, I grew up in a working-class family in a neighborhood where I knew a lot of young women who had unplanned pregnancies and decided to terminate those pregnancies because they feel like they didn't have any other options. And, you know, I one of them is actually very dear to me. And I know she's watching tonight, and I love you. And she told me something a couple years ago that she felt like if she hadn't had that abortion, that it would have destroyed her life because she was in an abusive relationship. And I think that what I take from that as a Republican who proudly wants to protect innocent life in this country, who proudly wants to protect the vulnerable, is that my party, we've got to do so much better of a job at earning the American people's trust back on this issue where they frankly just don't trust us. And I think that's one of the things that Donald Trump and I are endeavoring to do. I want us as a Republican Party to be pro-family in the fullest sense of the word. I want us to support fertility treatments. I want us to make it easier for moms to afford to have babies. I want it to make it easier for young families to afford a home so they can afford a place to raise that family. And I think there's so much that we can do on the public policy front just to give women more options. Now, of course, Donald Trump has been very clear that on the abortion policy specifically, that we have a big country and it's diverse. And California has a different viewpoint on this than Georgia. Georgia has a different viewpoint from Arizona. And the proper way to handle this, as messy as democracy sometimes is to let voters make these decisions, let the individual states make their abortion policy. And I think that's what makes the most sense in a very big, a very diverse, and let's be honest, sometimes a very, very messy and divided country.
Governor, would you like to respond?
JD Vance Republican and Tim Moss Democrat said the clash of extension debate. Because the host of both CBS TV News and Kenora Dodo and Faith for Nation Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Michael Brennan will moderate the debate in New York. There's no large audience and the candidates. My folks will be muted as they were during the Trump versus Harris presidential debate. Because it comes to big issues, J.D. Vance said the transfer court as president and the presentation of a 27 Texas will do more for growth. So I suggest that saying that both be better with the economy, but even with the shabby common records of a Trump and Biden Harris administration. Because while they misspoke about a Hong Kong should appear to lead to the Timmermans Grimmins Care 99, Watson Pavlikov said he was in the Finbush colony of Hong Kong in May 1999 on the day of the miscarriage. June 4th, 1999, public double stitches. He did not arrive until August. I've got a summary of misbehaving so demographic revitalization on my the previous misleading statements. Right now it is. Was he? And it is inspired by Kevin Crew and Liz and Final Crew.
Start.
was. First part, I can't go and listen fire crew on Jada Peter on Air FM. The first day is 1.2 million people live in Cuba as of 2019, which is 5 years ago. Right now, for final song of the day is it is You've Done Up by Go City and Drama, far back to 2021. You've Done Enough by Gorga City Vision Drama on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. That is the bang of a house. Yeah, party in my room. So that is it for Chartopedia. I'll see you next Wednesday. This is Chartopedia on Arrow FM.